between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and on the morning show. You can find all of these interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talked to Kathy Myers. She's a Janesville school board member and a longtime teacher. She's a Democrat running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's first congressional district, which includes Janesville. Kathy Myers, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll start us off with your basic pitch. If you had 30 seconds to talk to a voter, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that I'm running for Congress because I think that healthcare is a human right, and I support Medicare for all. I also, as a teacher and as a member of the Janesville School Board, believe that we need to do everything we can to protect public education, especially from the likes of Betsy DeVos and her voucher program. And I also think, related to that, that common sense gun reform must be on the table. As a teacher, I am really concerned about the dominance and the threat to our students of gun violence.
You mentioned your career as a teacher. What about your background there and as a school board member prepares you to be a representative in Congress?
Well, as a school board member, I have examined budgets, I've built coalitions, and I've brought around reforms that were unheard of because of my work on the school board, and because I also helped other people who cared about public education to get elected. We've been able to protect benefits for teachers in the Janesville school system, increase salaries, and bring back Just Cause. And most importantly, we stopped the tide of teachers leaving the district. They were leaving in droves right after Act 10. And so we have stabilized the Janesville district.
You started off this campaign as a challenge to House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's represented that district for nearly 20 years. He's out of the race now, but looking at the person you're looking to take over for, how do you think Ryan has served the district?
Well, I don't think that Ryan has done a good job serving the district, obviously. If there's one common thread that I've heard from people as I've talked to thousands of people actually throughout the district, is that they don't feel as though they were served. They felt as though they were ignored. And I want to bring back honest-to-goodness representation to the district, where I will be present and available throughout the district on a regular basis, bringing their concerns to Washington.
What are some of the unique issues in Wisconsin's first congressional district that you think maybe don't get enough attention in Congress?
Well, I think that some of the unique issues would be the loss of our manufacturing base that we had. We used to have a very strong manufacturing base in this district with Janesville and Kenosha and parts in between, of course. And we haven't done a good job of restoring those jobs that were lost with the close of GM and, Chrysler. And I believe that the key to restoring our manufacturing is to tie us to what I think is the fastest growing sector, which is the energy sector, and specifically renewable energy and green energy, clean energy jobs. And I think that I know that we would be able to start, with revamping our manufacturing and also, improve the number of jobs through installation and service. And also revamp our tech programs as we build coalitions between this new industry and education.
Talking to Kathy Myers, Democrat running in the primary race for the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, the seat currently held by Paul Ryan, House Speaker. Kathy Myers, let's talk about immigration, a big issue, a big ongoing issue in Congress. What are your views on immigration?
Well, I believe that the Dreamers need a path to citizenship. We just had a situation here in Racine just a week or so ago where a young man who's been here for over 20 years was swept up by ICE. And, you know, as he was leaving his mother's home, this is not a criminal. This is a person who is our neighbor. He's a contributing member to our community. And so we need to make sure that we have a path to citizenship for them and for their parents who have been here for a very long time. I think that the separation of families at the border was unconscionable. It was cruel, and it was a choice, and it was things that didn't have to happen. We needed to send federal judges down there, immigration judges down there, to help process those claims and to let the system work the way that it's supposed to work. I also believe that we need to take ICE, which is, I think, has become a rogue agency, as demonstrated by the arrest of that young man in Racine last week. And we need to put it back under the Justice Department, which is where it used to be. I think it needs a lot of oversight, and it needs to follow the rule of law. And I think that the Justice Department is the appropriate place to put that service.
Tax reform was a big issue for Speaker Ryan. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 passed in the Congress. The president signed it into law. What are your views on that act? What would you change about the tax system?
Well, I thought that the tax system and the tax reform bill that Speaker Ryan advocated and got passed through was horrible. It was billions and billions of dollars of giveaway to the people at the very top. It's going to add to our deficit and increase our what we owe future generations. I believe that, you know, I think that people at the very top need to pay their fair share. And, you know, what it does, of course, is it provides the Republicans with the opportunity to turn their sights on Medicare and Social Security, and to treat those like there's something that we can't afford. And so because they have blown up the deficit so much, then they can use this as a justification to say that they need to take away the social safety net from the people who need it most, while they have given so many benefits to people at the very top. And so I'm really concerned about attempts to do that.
You mentioned education earlier. To a large extent, that's a state issue, but there is a federal element. What would you look for in Congress on education?
Well, we need to stop the expansion, first of all, of the voucher program as proposed by Betsy DeVos. The voucher program takes local money out of local communities and sends it elsewhere. It's your tax dollars being sent out of your area and to places and to people that are not accountable to you and to your tax dollars. And it is also an attempt to starve out public education and turn education into something that is only for the elite. And so that would be one of the first things that I do. I also think that we need, and I think I mentioned this before, we need a lot of partnerships between schools, high schools, and tech colleges and community colleges. We need to provide free technical school and community college and public university. We need to make sure that students with a student loan debt can refinance and rework that student loan debt and discharge it in bankruptcy if they have to. But, you know, we could also prevent them from having so much debt by offering free public college and also by increasing things like Pell Grants and truly investing in education. I also think that we need to have free universal pre-K in this country. The investment that we make there will save us a lot of money and also really improve the chances for students, especially low-income students, to thrive.
And briefly, as we wrap up, for primary voters in particular, why you to represent Democrats in this race?
because this is the best opportunity we've had to take back this seat in 20 years. And we need someone coming out of the primary, the strongest candidate, someone who knows what it means to run and to win and to serve, and that's me. My primary opponent has never won an election before, and he has never served. He's never had to get reelected. I want to bring service back to this district, and I've done it in my service in Janesville as well. And honestly, my primary opponent also carries a lot of problems, things from his past that will be exploited by the Republicans. And so that's not having the strongest candidate coming out of the primary.
Kathy Myers, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Kathy Myers is running as a Democrat for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. We talked to her primary opponent yesterday, Randy Bryce. Businessman Paul Nalen, a Republican candidate in that race, will join us this time tomorrow. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us for interviews on Central Time in the Morning Show. Find all these interviews at wisconsinvote.org.